This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm hoping to do the Bill-Proof Project 2 with them very shortly. You'll understand it when you see the video. And speaking of the video, which I haven't shot yet, yes, the truck gun is basically done. I'm still waiting on a sling from Faro Concepts. If you listened the other night, Friday I think it was, I had Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical on the show. And I had what he and I had discussed here on air, that we were going to, you know, I wanted a truck gun. Now, a truck gun is, it probably has a different definition depending on who you are and where you may be on any given day. But for me, a truck gun is something small that packs a punch. Now, Nick agreed with this, and in his capacity at Spikes Tactical, they undertook to build me a truck gun. So what they did was they built me an AR-15 pistol, and yes, I'm not afraid of them turning those into SBRs tomorrow, and if they do, in order to be compliant, I would do it, but I don't expect them to be able to actually do it. but having said that, first thing I had to do when I got it was I had to track down an SBA-3 SB tactical brace to go on the back of it. I wanted one of those because I could adjust the length of pull, and it is compliant. I had to change out the buffer tube in order for that to work, but thankfully they sell those with the buffer tube. I also wanted to add a light, and I added one by Olight, which Olight has actually come to me a few times and said, would you like to demo our products? And I've never done it for them, and I'm thinking maybe I probably should. I don't remember which one I have. They're rechargeable. Mounting it is the way it's mounted on the gun. The gun is extremely tidy. Everything is where it needs to be. So what I got basically was just a AR pistol configuration with a AR pistol buffer tube on it, and now it has a beautiful SBA-3 stock on or brace on the back of it. It has the Olight flashlight on it. It has some backup sights by Fab Defense. It has the optic is by Holosun. Right now I'm using a Blue Force gear sling, but I do have a Faro Concepts one coming that is padded, and I will be using that. And that's, can't wait to shoot it. Got to find a few more bullets. When we were discussing this, the whole point of having one of these things when you're getting out there and you're talking about practicing or training or whatever it is going to be, is my problem was ammunition for that is very expensive, and it's also very scarce. It's expensive as all get out if you buy. Like, I found one deal that was 500 rounds for, gosh, $700? That's not a deal. It was $35 a box for a box of 20. They had 500 rounds. So, whatever, 25 times 30, 35 plus times 25 is, because it's 2,500 rounds, 25 boxes of 20. That's not a deal. There's no deal there. Anyway, I digress. Well, I'm thinking about it. I probably will just do my training with my AR-15 pistol if I'm going to train for that. I'm going to shoot this and record it and all this other stuff. But, yeah, it came out quite nicely. Quite nicely. Now, the reason for a truck gun in my mind's eye, is that when I go down south, when I go every weekend, I go to Columbia, South Carolina, which is some 100 miles away. It's not a long way away, but if something bad happens while I'm down there, and what I do have basically delays what is probably the inevitable, right? What I do carry with me probably only delays the inevitable, unless I'm able to get out of wherever I am that things start to happen. Okay, but you can't carry enough ammo with you. If I carried my little Rubbermaid container that has 83 loaded magazines in it, that's not enough. One, because I can't, well, it's untenable because I can't carry it with me. I can't carry them on me. That has to be able, it has to be in a spot where I can come back to it. So I'm not really succeeding in doing anything. So it's, you know, but what it does do is it does give me something to fight towards. Because, you know, the handgun, if you're going to be in a gunfight longer than, I don't know, 6 seconds, you need to be looking, making your way to a rifle. Obviously, things are awry. And you need to be making your way to a rifle. And, this is a, you know, 300 Blackout is a rifle cartridge. I've been asked two types of questions. I've had some people going, right on. I've had some people going, what's the point of 300 Blackout? I think the point for me in this 8-inch barrel is that it probably is going to hit somebody harder than the 5.56 would out of a 7-inch barrel, which is what my AR-15 pistol is configured for. This will also, at some later date, be set up to have a suppressor. I may be talking to Roger Ward about that very shortly, because the suppressor is, that'll be a part of it. I have shot and run a suppressed 300 Blackout, and a suppressed 300 Blackout with an 8-inch barrel runs so good and so fast. Because when you suppress a weapon, it becomes overgassed. When it's overgassed, that cycle is going to be quicker. It doesn't hurt the weapon. So we're going to see how it shoots very shortly. Maybe get it out on the range, hopefully this coming weekend. And then, we'll see. We'll see if we can get some ammo. But this will be the gun that I carry with me on most long trips. I have to figure out a case for when I carry it with me and I'm going to be going somewhere where I have to check into a hotel or something, but that's not that hard to do. That's not that hard to do. And I, like in the case of, and that's really going to depend on where I go for the most part. And I'm going to have to ask my guy Steve about this. I have to ask how he does it, because there's some places that may be sort of sensitive to any sort of rifle. And I got to be thinking about that, like Las Vegas. So, that's just some thoughts on that. But, yeah, the truck gun is basically done. I'm very pleased with it. It has a good feel to it. Like all Spikes tactical guns that I've ever pulled the trigger on, those guns, the R2 muzzle device is what makes it just, I mean, it just doesn't move. It just does not move. And if you have to pull the trigger on it, and you're actually having to pull the trigger for a reason other than testing it or shooting it or evaluating it or just having fun, keeping it on target is a good thing. That's a splendid thing. Such a splendid thing. So I look forward to that. Given that once over the R2, it's not going to move very much at all. But then when I get that suppressor on it, we'll see what goes on with that. We'll see how that goes. Because, I don't run. This will be the first NFA item I've ever purchased, but I'm going to purchase it because it. When I got this, when Nick and I were talking about this gun, that's what it was going to be. So, anyhow, that's the truck gun. It is finished. We'll be right back. Got a lot to talk about. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, since the day that Joe Biden entered the Oval Office, America's southern border has effectively been erased. Millions of broke, uneducated people from all over the world, many of whom have contagious diseases, are illiterate, and are engaged in criminal activities have been pouring into America. The most effective states are Texas and Arizona. A few months ago, Texas's Governor Greg Abbott decided to start sending just some of these illegal aliens to D.C., a proud sanctuary city. What started as a gimmick has succeeded better than anyone could have imagined, and an NPR article proves this point. It's no secret that millions of illegal aliens are flooding the southern border. What conservative media outlets have consistently pointed out is that border communities in Texas and Arizona are being severely damaged by this influx. Before Uvalde became known for police incompetence and mass murder, it was in the news regularly because of stories about the struggles local residents were having with illegal aliens tromping through their lands. Many of these residents are Hispanic, explaining why Texas border counties are turning Republican. Despite their long-standing ties to the Democrat Party, these Texans are not feeling the love as their property is destroyed and their safety is put at risk by Biden's policies. So, faced with this invasion, Governor Abbott has decided to think outside the box. You recall that D.C.'s hard-left Mayor Muriel Bowser has frequently declared her city to be a sanctuary city. I think this is her quote: "The values, laws, and policies of Washington, D.C. did not change on Election Day. We celebrate our diversity and respect all D.C. residents, no matter their immigration status. We are a sanctuary city because we know that our neighborhoods are safer and stronger when no one is afraid to call on our government for help and when our police can focus on protecting and serving." Can't you feel all the virtue just wafting off of her? With that kind of invitation, it seems downright rude not to give Bowser and the citizens who elected her a chance to exercise all of that virtue. Funnily enough, though, now that 6,100 illegal aliens, many of them single young men, just like the single young men turning southern Texas into a giant crime zone, are flooding her city, Bowser is less excited. And as for Abbott, he's so pleased by the success of his plan that he's sending illegal aliens to another sanctuary city, New York City. Meanwhile, Eric Adams is very sad about all the illegal aliens in his city. Past the best thing of all is NPR shock and horror at how mean Abbott and Ducey are being. According to NPR, when they put these people on the bus, they had no plan. Well, it was the same plan as when the people came across the border. Now, they're not the ones declaring that they are sanctuary cities and states. But NPR was going, GOP governors sent buses of migrants to D.C. and New York City with no plan for what's next. Well, of course they had a plan. It was to show the last thing the virtue-signaling leftists want is to live with the consequences of their open-border immigration policies. But we know what NPR means when they're talking about a plan. A plan means having government agents there to meet the illegal aliens, hand them goods and money, and fly them at taxpayer expense across America. When they disembark, they find neither the local nor federal government there to meet them when they arrive at the sanctuary city, which you would think they would be waiting. But there you go. Now, of course, given that Abbott has been shipping illegal aliens for months now, you'd think the federal and local jurisdictions could have done something. And as it is, though, D.C. and now New York City are finding out what it's like to live in a border community in Texas or Arizona. Your community is overrun with, broke, uneducated people from all over the world, many of whom have contagious diseases, are illiterate, and are engaged in criminal activities. Now, a week or so ago, Tucker Carlson had a great idea. The policies that are destroying America emanate from rich, white, and not just white, but lily-white communities. And these are the people invested in the diversity that comes from an open border. And, therefore, it's time for the border states to share the wealth and send these illegal aliens to places like Aspen, 88.9% white, statistically no Hispanics, and Martha's Vineyard, almost entirely white. Joe Biden could use a few people of color in Rehoboth, 97.5% white. And maybe, most importantly of all, a few hundred could be dropped off at NPR's headquarters, which I just find that amusing. I'm sure there's room to board them if the employees would be willing to share their offices. As always, you know, I am the child of an immigrant. And my immigrant grandparents, they came over here from the UK after World War II. They did it the right way. And then they became naturalized. And then my grandparents were, I mean, naturalized citizens are the best. They are absolutely the best patriots you'll ever see. Ever. But having said that, let it be known that I support legal immigration all the time. I support legal immigration. And it has to be agreed upon by us through our representatives, and it needs to be intended to benefit America. Simply opening the border to millions of welfare seekers marks the end of America. And people like me and you will object. We should object. I have no issue at all with someone trying to get away from crime or some sort of plight. But when they're coming over here and we don't know anything about them, and the border's wide open and all these other fun things, this is not good. At all. Not good at all. We need to be doing better. And these guys have got the right idea. Okay, you guys want to get out there. And now you get to play by your own rules. Here you go. Here you go. You get to play by your rules. Enjoy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Feds meet this week and are expected to raise interest rates to help curb the recession. An Egyptian-mediated ceasefire in Gaza began Sunday at 11:30 p.m. local time. Egyptian, Israeli, and Islamic Jihad officials said so far the peace has held after 3 days of fierce bloodshed. When America put Democrats in charge of American politics, they did so in a time of economic prosperity. That is since long gone in favor of recession and out-of-control prices. With the Inflation Reduction Act heading to Congress for final approval, Larry Summers was President Clinton's Treasury Secretary and says it's all good on Newsy.
This is going to make our economy better while at the same time contributing, albeit in a small way, to a reduction in inflation.
USA Radio News. Coming up Tuesday, President Biden will sign the Chips and Sciences Act into law, and election primaries in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin are scheduled. Let's get more details on how the Democrats' massive spending bill will help Americans suffering from the recession.
The so-called Votorama in the U.S. Senate has ended. On Sunday, Senate Democrats pushed to pass President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act bill in a stunning election year turnaround. Next stop will be the House for a vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says this bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America.
This bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America. It's a game changer. It's a turning point. And it's been a long time in coming.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
In NASCAR racing, Kevin Harvick breaks a 65 race drought, wins the Cup race in Michigan over the weekend. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I want you to picture somebody who's retired, living on a fixed income, maybe has some savings, just trying to make that work until his last and final days. These are some people that are chided by progressives for driving that truck that is 25 years old and close to 300,000 miles on the odometer. Typical refrain is that, why are you not driving an electric vehicle that is environmentally friendly? Vice, your clunker that contributes to global warming. After all, it is the right and responsible thing to do. Yeah, I believe that the future of private transportation does lie in electric and probably in other alternative, perhaps hydrogen-powered vehicles. But for a number of reasons, the timing is not yet right to have a government mandate that I and others own an EV, or this particular hypothetical person. And here's the following rationale for this. First, from a national security standpoint, China made a conscious decision years ago to dominate the market in EV battery production and technology. This is the same country that makes no bones about surpassing us as a world superpower. In addition, they have an abysmal human rights record. What other country harvests the organs from its political opposition while they're still alive? Right? I mean, they do put a bullet in their head, but they're still breathing when they start, all right, who gets the liver? You know, that kind of thing. Why would we as a nation want to put our own national security at risk in the hands of a nation determined to impose communism around the globe? Second, currently the materials used to manufacture EV batteries are typically mined in Africa by child labor under harshest conditions imaginable. Children are typically forced to sift through piles of material in an effort to secure the scarce materials with cobalt, lithium, and nickel required for battery production. children as young as two. As young as two. Transport, wash, and crush minerals to earn half a dollar a day. The problem of child labor being used to source EV battery materials has been known for several years, and yet we look the other way. Because Tesla is such a cool car to have. Fisker. The Chevy Volt. Yeah. In addition, the mining process is not an environmentally friendly process, and it in itself contributes to global warming. Now, the problem with that is that you're constantly going to have to be doing this because all EV batteries have a limited service life. And at the end of this limited service life, they have to be disposed of. In our landfills, as the recycling options, unlike with a petroleum-powered vehicle, is extremely limited. Millions of electric car batteries will retire in the next decade. And when you're thinking about that, also think about the batteries that go with hybrids. I like hybrid cars. I've driven. I drove a Toyota. What is it? Prius. Toyota Prius. About 300 miles, well, 500 miles round trip, and it performed beautifully. But the problem with it is that one day that battery will die. And then what do you got? And we've got millions of these cars now that are purely EV cars. Everybody's sitting around going, yes, I'm virtue signaling. It's great. I love it. It's so cool. Watch my Tesla dance. What happens when all of those batteries retire? What's going to happen to the car? I think the Tesla battery itself is like $20,000+ to replace. How do batteries not end up in a mountain of waste and further contaminate the environment? Fourth, even with government subsidies, an electric vehicle is very expensive. In rural America, the typical income is at or below the poverty level. So how can the masses afford an EV when they can hardly afford to eat? Purchasing an electric vehicle, or for that matter, a newer gasoline vehicle, is beyond the reach of most who live in flyover country. So, are we ready to fully embrace EVs and put our conventional vehicles out to pasture? No. The technology is not mature. I have tried to convince myself that I'm off base on this, because I seriously considered an electric car when I bought the pickup truck. And then I thought about a few things, and that's why I went with a gas-powered vehicle. One thing they have not figured out yet with an electric vehicle is that there is no portable refueling solution if you're in, say, a evacuation, right? Like people in Florida trying to evacuate. People, what happens when the big one hits in California and people are trying to get out of Cali? What happens with that? What happens with the flooding that we're seeing in Kentucky? If they try to get out of there, what happens to them? If they can't get out and evacuate somewhere that they may need to evacuate, and there's no portable refueling solution that is fast and reliable, what then? Now, I know that there's some vehicles out there that you can recharge up to, I think Hyundai or Kia is coming out with one that you can charge from 0 to 80% in 10 minutes. And that's not quite as quick as filling it up with gas, but it's pretty close, depending on the pump, I guess, right? Now, if they ever get to that point, that's fine, but then you still got to find something that is going to be able to pump out enough electricity. And the other thing that I didn't even bring up is the strain that goes on the electrical grid. Everybody's going around, well, the electrical grid is not capable of handling this, and everybody's like, well, that shouldn't stop us from going ahead. Well, yeah, it should. Yeah, it should. There is no shortcut to technological maturity. You can't mandate it be so. And government should not be in the business of mandating it be so. They're going to keep pushing this whole climate change thing, and they're going to push us into a corner. And as soon as the food shortages start, which will result because of the electricity shortage, if we all go to electric vehicles, we'll have a food shortage. We will lose people then. If we all move to electric cars, we will start losing people to heat and to cold. Because the electric grid won't be able to, and they don't, you know, the one thing they keep not pointing out is where the electricity comes to charge them in the first place right now. How are they going to replace that? We could go with natural gas and hydrogen and nuclear power, but we're not doing that. Oh, no. We got to have something that does not sustain itself. They're out there. We have renewables. It does not renew. A renewable means it runs its life, it stops, boom, regenerates, comes back up. That's what renewable means. If you're waiting for a windmill to blow when the winds aren't blowing, or for the if you're waiting for the solar panels to bake some power when there's no sun, that's not renewable. That's gimmicky. That's the problem. But hey, on the other hand, if you want to get some really cool content out of it, and you know, a bunch of Instagram likes and Facebook likes, go buy an EV. My only problem with them is that they got the battery doesn't last very long, and they cost a lot of money, and the way they get charged. Because the whole premise behind them right now, as far as being environmentally friendly, is a lie. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Reflecting on the strategic importance of U.S. air power in Iraq, which also held true for Afghanistan, Lieutenant General Dave Deptula of the United States Air Force nailed the argument in a 2014 Washington Post article. Deptula orchestrated and led previous air campaigns over Iraq and Afghanistan and is now the dean of Mitchell Institute of Aerospace Power Studies, said, militarily, we can do just about anything we want. The question is, to what end? And that is a military question. Now, in answering the question, to what end, never ever underestimate the left's ability to walk away from strategic moral choices. On April 14, 1975, the Democrat-held Congress severed all aid to South Vietnam. And Saigon fell 16 days later. With different political leadership, that debacle could have been avoided. But even in those days, the media machine went to great lengths to sanitize the story and ignored the tragic suffering and death that followed. Now, fast forward to the utter collapse of Afghanistan last year, and which the blame is solely on the Biden administration's executive department. And again, the media quickly put that military disaster in the symbolic rearview mirror. Now, the commanding general of CENTCOM, a Marine, no less, ignored the history of the Corps captured by Guadalcanal Dairy and sands of Iwo Jima, in which many, many, many infantrymen were killed in securing tactical and strategic airfields. His guidance to quietly desert his post in the dark of the night from a significant strategic asset will be duly recorded in the opening chapter of one of the nastiest and most shameful defeats in American history. According to Afghan military officials, the U.S. left Afghanistan's Bagram airfield after nearly 20 years by shutting off the electricity and slipping away in the night without notifying the base's new Afghan commander, who discovered the Americans' departure more than 2 hours after they left. Military decisions made during those fateful days are going to be studied for decades. But in protecting executive department ineptitude, probably because of watchful Democrats in power, some things are still a mystery. The fates of abandoned Americans, for the most part, remain ignored in our national political debate. The conflict in Vietnam exhibited those same blinders, and the truth eventually comes out, albeit often in artistic form, on the silver screen. Sadly, it will likely take time for Hollywood to capture the essential and bitter truths of the human cost of the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. It took 4 years after the fall of Saigon before the 1960s post-war era phrase, "Don't blame the warrior for the war," began to lose its sway when British-American movie The Deer Hunter won Best Picture. That effect of the movie empowered American combat veterans to begin the process of building the artistically powerful Vietnam Memorial on our nation's mall. A few years after The Deer Hunter, Hollywood produced another weighty movie. Premiering in 1984, The Killing Fields showed the horrific genocidal rampage in Cambodia, where the Khmer Rouge murdered 25% of the population. Consequently, if the media and the journalists continue to ignore the ongoing horror and unbelievable fear of those left behind in Afghanistan, sensitive artists may lead the way. One such brilliant harbinger of truth, Janine Gibson, addresses the unfinished tragedy in her recent work, Outside the Gate. Because you remember that, they were just outside the gate. Couldn't get in the gate. It goes something like this, left behind. Not a friend to rely on, nor to find. For 20 years we fought side by side to help keep the flame of freedom alive. You gave up, gave in, and gifted our mortal enemy with storehouses full of murderous machinery. They plundered it all, made us kowtow and fall. Jubilant dancers roam blood-stained streets, celebrating their victory in our shameful departure of defeat. You turned out the lights, you slipped away in the middle of the night, up and walked away. Without a parting punch or fight. Too tired, you say. We just don't care enough to stay a few days more to make sure we return to loving arms or new welcoming shores. We are left standing at outside the gate while you fly up and away to live another day. To live another day. Too late. So we and all the world will wait for all the harbingers of hate to seal our shared fate. What we did, what we failed to do, what we failed to secure is monumental in Afghanistan. It is a absolute total disgrace. Never should have done it. And yet, sometime later, sometime down the street, we will probably do it again. Because I will tell you, my biggest fear, after all that we're about to go through happens, my biggest fear is that we are going to forget what got us to the point we're at now. We're going to forget the indignation. We're going to forget the pain. See, the biggest problem is that when we're gone, right now we've got a bunch of kids coming behind us that think that Utah exists in the state of Tokyo. They're not paying attention. They don't watch TV. They don't watch the news. That's a problem. That's a huge problem. And they will go through this again. They will go through this again. There will be more military nonsense. There will be more allies left behind. There'll be more death. There'll be more people left outside the gate. We still have some, I believe I read somewhere, we still have about 240,000 World War II veterans alive today, which is astounding to me. But then when you think about how many people actually served in World War II, those numbers still I guess it's probably high, but by the same token, that is not something I would have expected to hear. Those guys knew what it meant to give everything they gave, but everybody that served in the military that's seen combat, everybody that served in the military knows what it means to give them everything you got in the defense of the country, and that's just not happening now in these United States. So the remnants of what was a great America is it's going to be, if I may use, and this is a great phrase from a great movie. They're going to be lost. All those moments are going to be lost like tears in rain, if that dates me. They're going to be lost, and America, later on down the road, is going to have to remember again. And all of this will start all over again. There will be more fights over weapons being owned and, you know, free speech and our rights and the Constitution and how much government we should have and not. All of this will be fought again when we're gone. And I hope that what we leave is worth fighting for again. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.